Laker 40-yard line, leading 30-0. And it's a pitch out to the left to Taylor Cady. He has it. He has across the 40 out to about the 45-yard line for a 5-yard gain. Very close to the first down marker. We'll have to see according to the spot where this one ends up. Brought tackle, brought down by number 3, Easton Stockmeyer. It's 22-8, Ubley ahead with a minute left in the third quarter over Brown City. It was 8-8 at half. So Ubley coming out with a vengeance in that second half.
Obviously making some nice adjustments in the halftime locker room. Come out with 2 scores in the third quarter to take a 2-score lead over Brown City. Brown's kind of been the tale of Brown City season two. We play one good half and not the other half. But Brown City not done yet. They got the football at the end of, with the third quarter coming to an end. We'll see if they can do anything with it. But here, Lakers with third down and just a half a yard to go for their first down.
Double wing set, Wisner under center at the 45-yard line of their own territory. It's a handoff to Jake Kretschmer, and he's swung across the 45-yard line as he is tackled. He has the first down by about a half a yard. They only needed exactly that. So move the chains for the Lakers, and the clock stops momentarily with 3:09 left in the third quarter, leading 30-0.
Good tackle there by the Reese defensive line. Kretschmer just enough momentum to get across that first down marker. And again, Reese, I thought, made the stop behind the line, but Kretschmer did a good job extending those arms, getting the ball across the first down marker, and a fresh set of downs for Lakers.
First and 10 from the 45-yard line of Lakers, leading 30-0 still, and Lakers in no hurry at all now. Man in motion, and it's going to be a counter coming inside the left gap, and this one's across the midfield as Taylor Cady gets out for about 5 yards, maybe 4, according to the spot right of midfield as he's tackled by Tyler Turbush on the defensive line.
Another nice run there by Lakers. They're now all of a sudden the runs of 5 and 6 yards are starting to come more often in the first quarter. Those were 2 to 4 yard runs. Now they're turning into 5 to 6 as Lakers offense and offensive line are completely wearing down the Reese D-line and defensive backs.
Second down and 6 to go after a KD 4-yard run. Working 2 yards inside the left hash, right to left across the radio are the green and white Lakers. Wisner under center, the double wing offense, man in motion. It's going to be handoff to Jake Kretschmer. Going through the C gap, he breaks free of his first tackle, dragging his defenders inside the 30. He's still on his feet inside, down to the 26-yard line. And finally, Adam Fisher has the inertia to finally bring him down. From midfield all the way down to the 27-yard line, a 23-yard pickup for the speedster and Jake Kretschmer.
Well, not only a speedster, power runner, as he refused to go down. Great run by Kretschmer. He gets through the gap. Again, I thought Reese had him stopped for a 3 or 4 yard gain, and he just turns on the jets, turns on the afterburners, gets into the secondary, and that's all Adam Fisher can do is hold on for the ride and eventually bring him down, but not until another big Laker first down.
First and 10, man in motion. It's a handoff to Jake Kretschmer again. Same exact play, same exact result. He still has the first down, dragging his defenders inside the 10 and finally brought down at the 9. So from the 27 down to the 9, an 18-yard pickup for Jake Kretschmer, and he's picking up yardage in a bunch.
And not don't want to be surprised. They call his number again, Clark, as he, the same play, he gets another big gain. Reese has no answer for it. You can see a lot of hands on those hips, Clark. They are getting worn out, the Reese defense is, as Lakers just starting to hit their stride here in the third quarter.
Jay Kretschmer with 11 carries for 63 yards a night. Last two carries for 24 and 17 yards. Cass City leads USA 12-8 halfway through the third quarter. First and goal from the 10-yard line, just inside the 10-yard line for the Lakers. Working a yard inside the left hash. Double wing offense. Wisner under center. There's the snap. Pitches it out to Kretschmer. He comes around the far end, and Reese is there to meet him for maybe a half of a yard gain when all said and done. Tackle made by number 3, Easton Stockmeyer. And second and goal from the 9-yard line for Lakers. 1 minute, 20 seconds left in the third quarter. It's Lakers 30, Reese nothing.
And third time's a charm for the Reese defense as they finally realize it's going to go to Kretschmer again, and they swarm that running back and stop him for very little gain at all. Second down and 9 yards to go to pay dirt for the Lakers.
This time working off the right hash. Lakers in no hurry at all. Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. They lead by 30 points, posting a shutout so far. Wisner calling the shots. And pitch out to Kretschmer this time in the right gap. Gibbs all the way inside the 5. Dragging is down to the 1-yard line. No word yet.
He's going to power his way right down to the goal line. He forces that rugby-style play, forces the ball. Again, a 3 or 4 yard gain turns into 8 yards. All Kretschmer there, power run, getting down to the 1 yard line now. Third and goal for Lakers, and I don't see who's going to stop him now, Clark.
Mason Hawes with the tackle on that one for Reese. Lakers coming off the field, and that's how we'll end the third quarter with a score 30 for Lakers, 0 for Reese, right here on the WLW Sports Network. Lakers knocking on the door yet again.
Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin of Pigeon support our schools and our athletes. Pigeon Telephone is your local telephone company serving Pigeon and Sandpoint residents. Now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company, Sandpoint residents. You can switch right now, keep your same phone number, and get a wider local calling area. Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon is everyone's favorite stop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're open 7 days a week with lunch and dinner specials and great prices too. Stop in Tuesdays for Mexican Fiesta Night. Thursdays are Oriental Stir Fry Night. Fridays they have an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And Sunday is their famous breakfast buffet. Hard Joe's Ben Franklin in Pigeon is your local crafting, supplies, and project store. Projects like knitting, scrapbooking, crocheting, sewing, and crafting. With fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more, you're sure to find everything you need. That's Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon.
And on to the fourth quarter, as Lakers lead 30-0. We were at halftime, it was 22-0. Lakers extended out by 8 more points, and with 7:47 left in the third quarter. 12 minutes are on the clock. Lakers is knocking on the door again. They face a third and goal from the Reese 2-yard line. Bringing out the right hash, Wisner is under center. Double wing. Wisner gets the snap, hands it off to Jake Kretschmer, pushes the pile forward, and he should be in. A no signal yet from the officials. I saw it from here, though. And they're going to say he did not get in. There it is. Touchdown, Lakers. So Jake Kretschmer gets into the end zone to start the fourth quarter. And it is Lakers 36, Reese nothing. With supposedly 12 minutes still on the clock.
Absolutely a powerful run by Kretschmer. Again, I believe it was Kretschmer who had the football there. And it can't stop him. This offensive line is just too strong, too powerful for Reese. They are out of gas, and Lakers tacks on one more as they're going to go for a two-point conversion.
65-yard drive for a score for the Lakers, covering 5 minutes and 17 seconds. Going for a two-point conversion. Same formation all night long here for the Lakers. 9-play drive for the score. And we have false start. It's Disco Knight midway through the night here for the Lakers. As number 55 for Lakers jump, that'd be Brady Smith. And so we will do this extra point, two-point conversion again. The clock has been corrected. It's the Lakers score with 11:45 left in the fourth quarter. A 5 minute and 32-second drive.
We'll see here if that 5-yard penalty changes what play call Lakers had. They've run the ball so well, but I would be very surprised now with 6 yards to go if they don't put the ball in Brendan Wisner's hands just a little bit longer, as he's thrown the ball so well after the first quarter.
A running clock situation now as we've crossed the 35-point echelon. Wisner back to pass, and he has a man open. It's caught by number 85, Mason Pasek, struggling, and he gets close to the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. Mason Pasek brought that into the 5-yard line, was dragged down to the ground, but his knee did not touch, and dives across the end zone for the for a two-point conversion. It is now Lakers 38, Reese nothing, 11:38 left in regulation, right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include